Hey there, welcome to the Album by Album podcast. This is episode 19, and thank you for listening to our podcast. We're primarily a music-based podcast where we invite guests on and we talk about just all things in the world of music. Today's episode is going to be a bit of a weirder one because Bo and I both have been really, really busy, and it's been hard to get together to record an episode, so we just did the separate episode segments, and we're just going to put them together. I'm looking into being able to actually do it over, we might be using Skype, but just an online way of being able to do that so we can still have the same interaction, even if we can't get to the studio to record, which will be really nice, because that'll make it much easier to be able to get a steady flow of episodes out, and if we record it locally, you're not going to have the standard sound when people just record Skype calls if we both have local versions of it, so the audio quality really shouldn't change, which will be nice. So welcome to episode 19. It's been a few weeks since we've recorded an episode, so I have actually quite a bit on my list, so I'll jump through. To begin, Avalanche has released that new song Frank Sinatra, which Bo talks about, and it features Danny Brown and MF Doom, which is quite the combination. And I really like this song. I just wish it gives me really bad vibes of that ICP song that has Danny Brown on it, because both are kind of like mystical and almost like circus themed. But despite that, the song's really good. I'm really excited to hear the whole Avalanche's album. Still listening to Coloring Book because it's still an incredible mixtape. It's going to be on Spotify, I think, tomorrow, being Friday, so please check it out if you haven't. Bo talks about that as well since you listened to it. Beck released the song Wow, which Bo talks about, and it's, I agree with what he said, like, it's like a fun song. You can tell that Beck's having fun making it. The song's not grabbing me yet, and apparently, he actually did say this. Beck came out and said he wanted to get Chance the Rapper for the song, and I think that would have made it a much more enticing song. I'm going to listen to it a few more times, though, because I might just be missing something with it, and it might just take a few listens to grow. Vic Mensa, the rapper, released a new mixtape, or a new EP, I guess, called There's a Lot Going On, and it's really good. Something cool he did about with the release of this was, the day after we released it, he offered a free download to anyone who pledged to vote. So all you had to do was basically tick a box and put in some of your info so it could send you what you'd need to be able to register to vote. And I think that's a really cool way to roll out an album, especially since it's quite a political album. And a lot of it has to do with the whole Black Lives Matter movement and especially the song, let me find the name. 16 Shots, for sure, is one of the most aggressive ones politically, and it's a really good song, and you can just feel, like, the emotion in the song, you can hear it, and it's really worth checking out. There's a lot going on. That track is kind of like a Kanye West's Last Call thing of him kind of going through what's happened in the last few years, and kind of self-biographical kind of thing, autobiographical kind of thing, which I think New Bay is probably one of the only songs I don't love on the EP, but Danger he reworked and it's really good. It's worth checking out. He's from Save Money, who is the same rapper collective that Chance the Rapper and Tokyo and No Name are a part of. And it's worth checking out. He has no features, from what I know, except for Ty Dolla $ign on one track. And so it's a pretty standout release. It's different from what he's done so far. It's worth checking out. Schoolboy Q's single, That Part, finally clicked for me, and I've been listening to it almost nonstop. It's kind of incredible. I think the music video was the thing that really pushed me to listen to it a whole bunch, and check it out if you haven't, if you like Schoolboy Q or Kanye West. It's a really good track, and I still think the best line is Kanye's line in the second verse, the way he says, "Beggars can't be choosers, bitch, this ain't Chipotle." Remember, that's kind of a fantastic line, and it's a really funny line. So check out that song. Ryan Hemsworth released a new single. He's an electronic musician. It's called How It Felt, and it's really good. It's really progressive compared to his other stuff, as in there's a lot going on in the track, like more so than his normal releases, and it's worth checking out. I haven't listened to the new Tegan and Sara album yet, but it's on my list. Pup, who are, I guess it'd be like a punk band that's kind of from like the whole Modern Baseball, Jeff Rosenstock group of people. They've always touring together. They released a new album called The Dream Is Over. I listened to that a few times, and it's really, really good and worth checking out. If you, like, wanted, like, a more punk and shorter version of, like, Cloud Nothings, which Bro brings up in his, I'd check out Pup. The song, like, DVP has a really fun music video, which I'll post a link to, where they edit a lot of, like, I think they might have done it from the ROMs themselves, but they go through back a lot of NES games and SNES games and kind of modify it to have the lyrics in all these different game scenarios and go through tons of games, and it's really fun. And the song If This Doesn't This Tour Doesn't Kill You, I Will is the starter, and it's a really good start to an album. I've also been listening to the Persona 4 soundtrack a lot because it's just nice, easy listening. It's like jazz-based trip-hop, and that's a really good one. Flume released a new album. He's an electronic composer from Australia, and the album, it's not clicking with me yet, even though there's some really good stuff on it. Just as a whole, it's not doing what his other release did for me yet. And he has a song with Vic Mensa, who I brought up before in it. He has a song with Vince Staples. He has a song with Little Dragon, which that one's really good. He also has a song with Alan Kingdom and Raekwon, who are Raekwon from Wu-Tang Clan, and Alan Kingdom was kind of a SoundCloud rapper that kind of has come into the scene a lot more in the last few years, which is nice. So, and Beck's on the last track, actually. And I'm going to listen to it a few more times. I like some singles from it and some individual songs. I think I just need to give it a few more listens. Hotelier released a new album, which I still haven't listened to, and Carsey Headrest has, which I have both of those albums, I just haven't listened to them yet. Lil Yachty I've been listening to quite a bit. That one song I was trying to remember to bring up for Bo that has the Mario 64 samples is called Run/Running, and I'll post a link to it. But that's just a really fun song, because it incorporates a lot of Mario samples. Jay Electronica, who we talked about on the Coloring Book album when talking about Chance the Rapper's mixtape. I've been obsessed with his song Exhibit C. It's just a really well-produced song. I think Just Blaze was the producer for it, and he's one of the best hip-hop producers out there. And Exhibit C is a really good track. Ariana Grande came out with Dangerous Woman, and it's a really good album. It's one of those ones as well where just there's a few standout tracks and the whole album isn't really doing it for me yet, but the first half of the album I think is really strong. The song Be Alright is probably my favorite song right now, and Into You is also really, really good. There's a song with Macy Gray called Leave Me Lonely that's good. There's a Lil Wayne song which isn't the greatest Lil Wayne verse, and the Nicki Minaj one Side to Side is alright. It's not the best Nicki Minaj verse either. And Future's also on it, and that song's pretty good. I can see it being a summer single. So if you like Ariana Grande, the album, like, it's a nice progression for her. And let's see. Carly Rae Jepsen released a new track with, I think it's Danny Hartle from PC Music. And that's a really good track. Pusha T released Drug Dealers Anonymous with Jay-Z. And it was nice. I'm kind of waiting for a higher quality to come out because the Tidal one isn't the highest quality, or at least the versions people are posting online that aren't through Tidal, because I do not have a Tidal account, so I cannot listen to it directly from Tidal. And Jay-Z and Pusha T are on this new single for Pusha T's new album, and a lot of people are talking about, like, how, hey, it's kind of surprising Jay-Z actually has a good verse after so long of just kind of subpar verses and guest appearances. He actually did a good one. And the weirdest thing is he actually made a reference to a meme that actually wasn't the worst and wasn't the cringiest thing I've heard. At the very end of the track, he says, damn, Daniel, FBI bringing them all white vans through, which don't really need to explain too much. Meme about the shoes, and he's talking more about actual vans, the undercover vehicles, so, and because the whole thing about is about both Pusha T and Jay-Z being the best in their game, and being drug dealers for so many years, and in like a braggadocious way, and it's a really good track, and I'm glad both of them are making good things. I'm glad Jay-Z's making good stuff again, because he was having a rough time for a while. Kanye West released a new track called Champions, which features 2 Chainz, Big Sean, Quavo from Migos, Gucci Mane, who's out of prison now, which is, I'm excited to see what Gucci Mane will do. That first song was pretty good. Yo Gotti, Travis Scott, and Designer, who you may know from the song Panda, which is kind of blowing up the charts right now, which was sampled in Father Stretch My Hands Part 2 off of The Life of Pablo. And this song, we still don't have the official version, we just have, like, radio versions of, like, a rough version of the track. And it's kind of, I think, Kanye made some joke about it being, like, the Avengers of rap, and that it's going to be a celebratory anthem among rap titans, because it features so many of these huge names. And I'm liking that. I've been actually listening to a lot of the Kingdom Hearts soundtrack, because I'm playing through the first game again, and that's an incredible soundtrack, and it's probably one of my all-time, like, probably top 5 favorite video game soundtracks of all time, because you're dealing with a lot of, like, licensed music, but then you're dealing with a lot of originals, so you're combining some, like, Final Fantasy music, some Disney music, and some original from Final Fantasy composers, and you end up getting some really great tracks. And even as a kid, the soundtrack stood out to me, and it still holds up completely. And it's even better now that I have more appreciation for music and what goes into it, and understanding references and tonal references to things makes it a lot better. And so that's what I've been listening to. I'm hoping next week either we'll be back in the studio or we'll test out our calling for it, so Bo and I will be back actually talking with each other instead of doing our separate parts. So thanks for listening. Bo's part's going to come up now, so enjoy. Have a great day. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends about the show. And follow us on all the social medias. We're Album by Album on almost all social medias, and if you go to our website, Album by Album Podcast, or albumbyalbumcast.com, all our links are there. Thanks for listening.
Hello, this is Bo. This is our second podcast that we've recorded in this kind of weird way where Halen texts me and says to record my part, and I'm the worst, and I, like, missed both vague deadlines on sending this to him. otherwise, it probably would have been up forever ago. But no, I'm not going to try to defend myself. I'm just the worst. Anyways, things I've been listening to this week, which is what I'm assuming I'm supposed to be talking about. Yes, I am. I know. First of all, there's the new Avalanches album that has just, they just released the song Frank Sinatra for, which is fantastic, and I'm really excited for the rest of the album. Just very, very fun, and it has this little, like, oh, what's that song? I think it's from The Sound of Music. There's, like, a little sample from it in the middle of it. That's great. Oh my gosh, my phone went dark. Does that mean it's... No, it is. It's still recording. I've been listening a lot to Coloring Book, which I wasn't able to listen to when it first came out because it was an Apple Music exclusive, and I'm sure... I should have listened to it a lot because Halen talked about it so much on the podcast the day after it came out because he has Apple Music. Maybe I should get it. I don't know. I've also been listening to a lot of Rolling Stones because in the last podcast, John talked about them a lot. And I was like, oh yeah, the Rolling Stones, I love them. And then, ooh, I know what there was another. Oh, Beck just put out a new single. Single. It's super, like, trap influenced, and it's really funny. And I've listened to it, like, 5 times, but I haven't bought it. I just listened to it because it's Beck. I don't know if I like it or not yet, but I definitely think it's, like, super fun and hilarious. And I think it's, like, a good song. I don't know how I feel. I also was just listening to this song by Selector Dub Narcotic called Hotter Than Hot. And it's pretty funny. There's a funny music video with this middle-aged guy dancing around. I don't know why it's relevant that he's middle-aged, but I'm telling you. Let's see here. Some other things I've been listening to. A lot of Cloud Nothings lately, which I've gone in and out of always, because they're very cool. And some Talk Talk. My favorite song by them is The Rainbow. And I think that's it. But I also feel like it's not, so I want to try to think for a second. And nope. That's probably it. I wish I knew what Halen was listening to. Alright. Bye. Okay, wait, hold on. There.